Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, what's up, folks? Welcome to another edition of Football Theory. I'm Lifetime Longhorn, Rod Babers. Pleased to be joined by the coach. By now, you know his extensive resume. I'll try to do it justice. He's a former high school coach at Capel, at Burnett, at Brownwood, at Belton, also Rotan. He was also a former college football player at Abilene Christian, but coached there on multiple occasions as well. Also spent 5 seasons on the staff at UT with different coaches in different varieties, different positions there. He is a man of many talents. Today, you can catch his work at ShipleyRanches.com. It's Coach Bob Shipley, y'all. What's going on, Coach?
Hey, what's happening, man? It's a beautiful day in the state of Texas today.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's good. That weather now is it's starting to get to that weather. It's perfect weather. It's perfect spring days here in Central Texas.
Did you catch that eclipse?
Yes, I did. How about this? I wasn't even trying to catch it. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be one of those people who's going outside just for the eclipse. So I was doing yard work. I actually was outside cleaning the grill, doing some yard work, and my wife was outside videoing the whole thing. And I will admit, I was taken aback. I was in awe for a while because of the eclipse. So even when I tried to big time the eclipse and act like I didn't care about it, it made me care about it. So I stayed outside and experienced it. What about you, Coach?
Yeah, I went down to a ranch that Jordan has down on the Colorado River.
Nice.
I don't know if you can see this or not, but I was shooting off fireworks.
During the eclipse? Is that during
see the eclipse in the middle of my fireworks?
No, I didn't
there?
See it. That's a great idea.
I mean we got this thing called the Booze Cruiser, which is an old Ford Excursion that's cut off and got a canopy on top. And up there, when we cruise around the ranch, you know, we call it the booze buggy. I'm not going to tell you what else we do around the booze buggy, but you can probably figure it out. But anyway, the dude that sold in the ranch left a big old box of fireworks in there. I'm talking about the kind where you got this big old tube and you drop them in there.
Oh, yeah, to kind of shoot it out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like three different things go up, you know. And I just thought last minute, hey, yeah, there were six friends of ours down there with us. And nice. Yeah, so we shot fireworks during the eclipse. It was awesome.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
That's a great idea. I don't know why nobody else thought about it. You can't do it in the city. I guess you could, but
probably. Yeah. It's a country boy thing.
Yes, exactly. I was going to say, man, that's a great idea. I never thought about it. I was like, I should have went out to the country and shot fireworks in the middle of the day during the eclipse. There you go, Coach. Coach is a kid at heart. I like that. Popping fireworks is still fun for a grown man like Coach.
That's right.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right, before we get started with football theory, Let's thank our wonderful sponsor. Football Theory is brought to you by accomplished Austin realtor Laura Baker. Laura and the Andy Allen team at Keller Williams can handle all of your real estate needs in the Austin area. Laura is not only a diehard Longhorn fan, but a longtime Austin real estate expert. So if you have any concerns or any issues regarding real estate in the city of Austin, give her a shout, please, at 512-784-0505. That's 512-784-0505. So thank you to Laura Baker and her wonderful team, the Andy Allen team at Keller Williams Realty. All right, Coach, for this Football Theory, I thought I'd get your thoughts about Texas' most popular run concepts, because we keep hearing about the run game. Sark said at his last media availability in spring camp, the run game started slowly, but now it's starting to find its groove and find its stride. And I started to think to myself, I wonder what plays they're actually running out there in the run game. And then I went back to the film and started looking at some of the most popular run concepts. And basically what I found is that Texas is they're an outside zone, inside zone team. Those are money plays. You are a ball coach. You also got offensive line experience. So I want to ask your thoughts about the wide zone, the split wide zone, the split inside zone, and then that they have an inside zone bubble RPO concept. That's right. You probably can think of it right now because you see it so much, that inside zone bubble RPO out to the flats they throw a lot. And then there's the counter tray. Which Texas, it was another popular run concept for Texas that they really, really like. Those are, if I had to throw out there the five most popular run concepts from Texas, run game concepts, at least from last season, those would be the ones. And I want to pick your brain, Coach, and see how much you can teach me about what a coach is trying to achieve and stuff during those concepts. So I'll open it up and just give you the floor, Coach. Wide zone and split wide zone. These are the two kind of money concepts, money run game concepts for Texas when it comes to running their outside zone concepts. What is the offense trying to achieve when they're running the wide zone? What are they trying to achieve?
Yeah, well, let me say this first. I really like our run concepts. They're not difficult for the offensive line. That's the first thing.
Okay.
Allow the offensive line to be aggressive. Not, you know, a lot of for years and years, everybody's go-to was the power.
Yes.
You know, you got a good double team at the point of attack. You're pulling a guard, leading up on the linebacker. But as we talked about, I guess last week in theory, we talked about the duo,
yep,
which was one of their big running plays. But the thing I like about it, let me go back. I don't know what you were taught as a defensive back. I used to teach our safeties to read the uncovered linemen. The uncovered linemen read those guys, and they're the easiest read to tell you whether it's a run or a pass.
Okay.
Okay. So I love play action passes. I love RPOs. I really think the zones and the duo and even the counter tray really are good plays for us running the ball, but also with great play action and RPOs off of it, because you've got on zones, you've got big guys on big guys, and so you shouldn't have any penetration on it, you know. And so if I'm reading, if I'm reading uncovered linemen and the guard is uncovered, if they're in, say, an odd front or an over and under or whatever, you know, you're reading the guard. He's coming off the ball, and you're trying to get a push, you know, on the down lineman. And so, I love that concept. I'll come back to that in just a second. But you know, the outside zone is a play. You want to stretch everything out, and you want to create gaps, running lanes for your running backs. Okay. And sometimes the outside zone will literally be an outside play, but not always. Sometimes if they see an alley, they'll cut it up. Yeah, inside zone is more. It's more of a play that an outside zone will go outside in. That's the read for the running back, outside in. An inside zone play is more. You want to try to look for that cutback lane if you can get it. But it's really more of an inside-out read for the backs.
Okay.
And so, as I said, all of those, and then you throw in the duo, and you've got a pretty you've got three, and counter Trey, you've got four really sound offensive plays. And that's the nice thing about it is they're all sound. It doesn't matter what front they're in. It doesn't matter what they're doing. You've got the linemen are thinking run all the way. Yeah. And you've got guys, you know, as I've said before, what I call U2 blocks, you two have those two. And, you know, from the down lineman to the linebacker, you have those two guys. And so both guys are coming off the ball on the defensive line, but they're looking second level to see what the Packers are doing. Excuse me. And if you have any run throughs, one of the linemen will come off on a run through.
Yeah.
But I just love the way it all fits together. It's a puzzle, but when you put it all together, it's really a very effective offense in general, because there's so many play action and RPO things that you can do off of both of those. I like the outside zone. I like to make those defensive linemen run sideline to sideline.
Yeah, wear them out.
Sometimes you want to get – especially at the first of the game or first of the second half – you want to get those guys huffing and puffing, you know. Make them run sideline to sideline, you know.
Great.
And then come off the ball and run duo right at them, you know, and see what they can do once they're breathing, because it's all gas, no brakes, right?
And Coach, it's crazy you say that, because essentially that's what Texas likes to do. Remember Jay Witt, we talked about this last week, which inspired this football theory. Jay Witt said his favorite play with Texas was the duo run play, where he's basically a run blocker. But he talks about that's how they would close out opponents. Close them out by punishing them, right? Just, you know, imposing their will on the opponents, milking the clock, converting third down, converting second down, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. But that's not the play they really run at the beginning of games. That's not the play that Sark runs in his open script. That's when he's running the inside zone, the outside zone, to your point, stretching them horizontally, all right? And then, boom, hit them north and south. Vertical power running game, the bully ball game. So essentially kind of Texas does that. And I love what you said about all these basic concepts. And this is why I love picking your brain, Coach. Whether you're talking about wide zone, split wide zone, and the split. Let me know if I'm off here, Coach. The split wide zone, just like split inside zone, is when you're going to take a blocker basically from the other side of the formation. And then they're going to cut – it's a split block, a cross block, and he's going to block across the formation to the other side, right? JT Sanders would often be this guy.
Right.
And that's where the split comes in. So it's still the same play, wide zone, inside zone, except to wall off that backside. They take why are they – right? They take that motion man, whoever they may be. Okay, so Texas loves that. But to your point, all these concepts are perfect. Wide zone, split wide zone, perfect for play action pass off of that. And the inside zone, split inside zone or inside zone, perfect for your RPO concepts, because the quarterback can pull the ball quickly from the mesh point and get it right out to the tag or to the bubble, which is what they love. They love the inside zone bubble RPO. That's when you see Xavier Worthy running that bubble screen outside at Jay Witt as the lead blocker or A.D. Mitchell. They love running that bubble screen off the RPO concept. And one thing I said I love about Sark that he said, Coach, about the running game, I want to get your thoughts about it. He said he'll never tag a run play with more than one pass option. If you're going to turn it into an RPO, if it was turn an inside zone play into an RPO, the quarterback will only have one tag, which that's a route essentially. And usually it's a glance route or something like that. And the reason he said is because if he gives the quarterback more than one tag, meaning one route on an RPO concept, they'll just throw it. They want most. He said his experienced quarterbacks to decide to hell with that run play. We throwing because I got guys going down the field. He said you give them one tag, and then quarterbacks, they're much more disciplined in the box count and making sure they get that right. And because they know you only got one option in the passing game, and you better have the numbers advantage.
Yeah, that's right. And I promise you, Sark has somebody in the box that's watching second and third level defenders on those zone plays. Mm-hmm. And because once you start gashing them, you're going to have to, you know, the linebackers got to play run first, and you're going to start wind up having safeties coming up for run support if you're gashing them. That's when it's nice to have that guy in the box that's watching it, so you can say, okay, coach, the safeties are coming up run support because we're gashing them, so it's time to throw an RPO at them or a play action at them, and it all looks exactly the same. In fact, as you know, Rod, and many of our viewers, I'm sure, know, the linemen don't know if it's going to be a pass or a run.
They do not.
All they know is it's going to be a run. You know, yep. Once in a blue moon, you'll get a flag thrown on a lineman downfield. But usually the quarterback's getting the ball out so fast that they're not any further than 3 or 4 yards downfield, and they're not going to call that, you know. And so it has to look the same. And the only way, I promise you, the only way, because I've coached offensive line for a long time, the only way it's going to look like a run is if you tell the lineman it's a run. They know it might be a pass, but the offensive line coaches tell them, screw that pass. It's a run for you, and you got to come off just like it's a run. If the ball goes flying by your head, that's fine. You know, but it has to look that way. It has to look the same way for the DBs and the linebackers every time, or it's not going to be effective.
No, you're right. Trust me. And as a defensive back, I can tell you one of my major complaints, no matter what level I played on, high school, college, or pro, is getting linebackers to drop in depth and get depth in coverage, because they always get sucked up by the play action pass. They always get sucked up by the RPO. Linebackers want to stop the run. They do not want to be dropping back in pass coverage, which is why they're usually shallow in their drop backs. And that's why you said, Coach, they're usually watching the second level defenders. They get sucked up, or they're not deep enough in their drop backs. They're going to run that glance route right behind them. Boom. Hit Xavier Worthy in stride. Yeah. No, you're right. And trust me, I remember thinking to myself, that linebacker is supposed to have that curl. He's supposed to have that curl route right there. He's supposed to be right there in that window, and yet he's down there in the box getting sucked up by an RPO or a run play. Play action pass fake. So you're right, Coach. Even you would think these days that linebackers would be less susceptible to it. They're not. They still fall for it over and over again, man.
That's why, to me, it's so difficult to be a defensive coordinator these days.
Yep.
Because offense seems to, you know, defense will do some things and they'll catch up a little bit to it. And I give credit to Gary Patterson for helping not just TCU and not just Texas when he was here, but a lot of people have studied his defense. You know, they've been as effective through the years. Over the long haul, they've been effective as anybody has in their quarter match coverage. But the offense is just such an advantage on offense. It really is. And they keep throwing wrinkles in. Offense keeps evolving. But it's just a simple zone, but it can be so effective, as hitting them with a big play or a big first down or something like that. Make them, as they say, keep them honest.
Coach, I love talking to defensive coordinators these days, because they're all struggling to try to just keep their head above water at the high school level, college level, and the pro level. I was talking to one defensive coordinator, because I always ask him about the RPO. What's your plan to defend the RPO? Give me what your plan is. What is it? Because every coach these days has got to be thinking about that. And one coach told me, he said, you know what the RPO is? It's a great line. I will use it to this day. It's a truth that tells a lie. He said, it's for a linebacker, a safety, it's a truth that tells a lie. Everything about it says run, run, run. And then my keys work against me, because if I actually do play the run, then he's going to throw it. But if I actually stay back and play the pass and be patient, then he's going to run it. You're even when you're right, you're wrong in the RPO world.
That's right.
It's so
tough defensively. I would not want to be it. I've never been a defensive coordinator. I had no desire to be a defensive coordinator.
No, not these days.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's so much fun on the offensive side of the ball to come up with different wrinkles and things like that, you know, that you can see. And even, you know, you're talking about keys. And you know, a good offensive line coach and a good offensive coordinator, if you've got linebackers that are keying guards or whatever, you know, guards pulling linebackers out, they're going to false key you.
Counter keys. Yep.
Yeah, I've seen people do that so many times, and they'll do a sucker trap and do all kind. You know, they'll get a defensive lineman coming up field and they'll trap his butt. Boom. You know, it's crazy, man. It's so difficult to be a defensive coordinator. When you see a dominating defensive coordinator nowadays,
appreciate it.
You better appreciate it, because of all the social media, all the every coach has access to everything. Mm-hmm. Just pull up YouTube. You can find anything you want to find on YouTube. And so you see high school coaches, you see college coaches, you see professional coaches, you know, that they can study so much more ball than they used to be able to coach and be and come up with new schemes and stuff that you wouldn't normally, you know, because a lot of people, when you go to football clinics, you know, they call it clinic talk. You know, I ain't going to tell you what I do. I'm going to show you a basic, simple design. I'm not going to tell you all my coaching points.
No, yeah,
you know that. I'm not going to tell you all my reads. I'm not about to tell you all that. But some young coaches like to show how much they know, and they spill the beans, and it's on the internet. And so that allows the defense to kind of catch up a little bit. So now the offense has to go to another wrinkle. It's just really fun to watch football.
Evolution.
The way football has evolved over the last 25 years has been just
– You're right, Coach. It's just evolution. I love watching. That's what football theory is really all about, kind of like the evolution and how the evolutionary adaptations of the teams and the players and the ecosystem. Okay, before we get out of here, Coach, it's a great combo. Counter Trey. That's a concept we have not talked a lot about here. Talked about the inside zone. Talked about the outside zone. Talked about duo last week, their favorite run concepts. The counter Trey. They're actually really good at running the counter Trey, too. You can look at it. The explosive play rate is really high out of their counter Trey, over 15%. They're averaging close to over 7 yards per rush out of the counter Trey. What is the offense trying to achieve with the counter Trey? Is it as simple as Sark loves misdirection, wants to get the defense going one way, and then the old, as they call it, the Kansas City shuffle on them, get them looking one way and then go the other?
Well, you've got angles on everybody. You know, everybody's, for example, if you're going to run counter trade to the left, all your offensive linemen are blocking to the right. And the play action, the action from the running backs and the quarterbacks is going to the right as well. So you have the angles on everybody. Then you pull the backside guard and kick out the end man line of scrimmage. And then the backside tackle will go up inside of that block unless the defensive end comes in and tries to take away the kick block. Then you log him, and then the tackle goes around him. And you work on that every day with your offensive lineman. The tackle has to know, he has to follow that guard so many times that if he has a kick out block, he knows what it looks like. If he's going to log him, which means the defensive end is coming down, crashing down, so you got to log him, take his outside leg out. Now the tackle will go around him, and the back will bounce out as well. So, you know, there's some variables to it, but when you're good at it, it's a very effective play. I love the counter trade because everybody's blocking down. Everybody has good angles. And then you throw the play action off of it.
Oh, yeah.
Woo, blow my mind.
Hey, Coach, from the coach's all-22 view, is the counter trade the prettiest run play when it breaks?
I think when you it pop is. It? I think it is. That I love a counter trade, and I love the power. Because you got angles on them, you got double teams, you know. But the counter trade may be one of my favorite plays. And used to be people would run the counter trade out of two backs that had the fullback in the flat, and then you got the tight end dragging behind it.
Yeah.
The tight end was always open.
That wheel route? Is that a wheel line?
And so, it's probably one of my favorite plays, one of my favorite running plays, but it's also probably my favorite play action play as well, because you've got all the action going one way, then you've got the tight end sneaking behind everybody, and he's always wide open.
Wide open. And you know why? Linebackers.
Linebackers.
Linebackers, man. They're so easily fooled. I love them, but man, they're so easily fooled. Hey, that's great stuff there, Coach. Before we leave, we got here. Let's thank our sponsor one more time. The Football Theory Show is brought to you by Accomplice Austin Realtor Laura Baker. Laura and the Andy Allen team at Keller Williams can handle all of your real estate needs in the Austin area. Laura is not only a diehard Longhorn fan, but a longtime Austin real estate expert. So give her a shout today at 512-784-0505. That's 512-784-0505. Hey, Coach, I am a smarter football man because of you today. Thank you for breaking down these. You see, I was taking notes, Coach. I ain't gonna lie to you. We're being selfish. I use your knowledge and intellect not only to entertain the masses, but so that I can be a better football theorist, Coach. No doubt about it. So thank you for the time, Coach. We appreciate it. No doubt.
All right. My pleasure, man. I love talking ball. Anybody will sit down and listen, I'll sit down and talk.
I know.
Hey, and I'll tell all the secrets because I ain't coaching anymore.
Yeah, that's the best part. Coach has got no, he's like, no reservations about letting it all go. Let it all go.
I tell you what, I tell you another fun thing we used to do real quick before we get out of here. I know we got to go. I used to do when I was coaching high school ball, I would do a series snap count. So every series had its own snap count. So the quarterback never had to give a snap count, because if it's a 20 series, it was on 2, a 30 series is on 3, a 40 series was on 1, all dropback passes were on first sound. And so, we didn't, and if it's a play action, then it's the same as a run. So if it's a 26 counter pass, then it's the same as 26 counter. It's on 2. And so, so that way it's just fun. Everybody knows the snap count. You don't even have to say the snap count, because if you know the play, you know the snap count.
Yep. And it's tough for defenders to pick up on the pattern. Like, hold on, what's
the pattern? They can't. Okay. Oh, it's on first sound. It must be a pass. Man, it's already happened.
Yeah. Hey, Coach giving out them secrets right now. Tell you, y'all should be taking some notes if y'all listen to Football Theory. Coach giving you gold here. Gold, I tell you. All right. Thanks, Coach. Once again, we appreciate you. We appreciate all you guys out there for watching and listening. Thank you to Laura Baker again. And until next time, Football Theory will join you same time, same channel right here on Texas Football. Until then, hook 'em.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.